Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens,
they're a-cluckin'.
Other animals, and action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy hump day, the last day in April. Steve,
wow.
I know. And you know what I'm realizing? We're running out of time.
For what?
Well, Danny's daughter, Lily, is going to be graduating from fifth grade and coming up here.
I mean, she's about to graduate from college, it feels like.
Yeah.
But we only have about a month to get hip on the new slang. And I have not had any updates on slang lately. I only know Riz, Skibbity, Sigma.
Alpha Sigma.
Alpha Sigma.
Yep. I actually heard somebody say Skibbity in the wild. And I almost wanted to just run headfirst into a wall.
Yeah.
I was like, what are we doing?
I mean, Danny, do you have any new words that we need to be practicing for the next month so that we sound hip and cool when she gets here?
No. And also what I've learned from her is that if adults say these words, it's not hip and cool. She actually just like kind of cackles and just like is like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
We're the hello fellow kids people then.
Well, what is the cutoff for some of these words? Is it like 18? Is it you have to be under 18? What is it?
I think 12 because she's 11. So yeah. It's like, yeah, you probably can't say in best 12.
Yeah, I mean, to her, an 18-year-old is like ancient.
Like a nerd.
It's so weird you're bringing this up because I was just looking on Reddit and there was like this whole thing about like internet or just like slang terms. Now, we're talking about ones that are current that we're not hip to, but there's ones that are considered to be outdated that people still use.
We're not what to?
Hip.
Hip? Is that one, Steve?
Yeah, actually, that was number 6 on this list of outdated. Man, you're being real gnarly to me, brah.
No, I like gnarly.
Gnarly's number 1.
Okay.
What about stoked?
I mean, I feel like I use that all the time.
I'm guilty of using stoked.
So stoked, man.
I even start emails with that. Stoked!
Yes! It's weird because he sends those to our CEO all the time.
Sweet!
Oh my God, this is my entire vocabulary.
Ryan Castle screwed on this one.
Word.
There are so many times, give a peek behind the curtain, we'll send like some kind of like email to Ryan, our boss, and be like, and we're expecting like some kind of a heartfelt response back, and all we get is word.
So deep.
All right, how about this one? We got sick.
Oh, God. When do these go out? Are we supposed to retire these? Because I'm not ready, you guys.
Sick, bro. What about tight?
Oh, man.
I don't think I've used tight recently.
No.
Okie dokie.
You know, honestly,
I use that with my wife at least daily. What's the date?
I was going to say, that's like a significant other thing. I always respond, okie.
Right?
I don't put the dokie. I just put the okie.
Sometimes I get a little, you know, a little quick with her and I go, okie doke.
Wow, you are hip.
Every time she's like, hey, can you grab a coffee? I'm like, okie dokie.
This whole conversation's rad, guys.
Oh, no.
Can you dig it?
Yeah.
Before this gets any worse, let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
I do like this one that said, I'm the right on guy at work.
Right on.
I'm definitely the right on guy. So many of my emails just say right on.
Right on, man.
Slay. Oh. Sorry. Oh. Try to stop doing all these. The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, who are known for being gnarly.
So gnarly,
they
bro.
They slay.
Sick.
They're hella cool. And it's also a very special day. This will even date us some more because it's International Jazz Day.
Ooh, I was in the jazz band.
Were you?
Yes.
Okay, so I spent a lot of time thinking about what my future hobby is going to be because I know, like, the hobbies that I have right now, like wrestling and hockey when I do get around to one day playing it again, at some point physically I won't be able to do it anymore. And I'm like, well, what would be the next hobby? I can't just give up on having a hobby in my life. You know what my current thought is?
What?
I want to relearn how to play the drums, but jazz style.
With, like, some brushes?
Brushes, the traditional old school grip. And learn how to be a jazz drummer. And then, like, when I get a little bit older, I want to start a jazz band.
I would be
so
in
you
the
can
front
join
row.
It.
I would, yeah. Well, I only know how to play Careless Whisper right now. So I need to take some saxophone lessons, too.
Well, I need to take drum lessons. We got plenty of time. At least another 2 years. Okay? So
this is going to be fun.
Hey, yesterday, you know what was fun? You're a Seattle Mariners. Again, Jorge Polanco. This guy has quickly become my favorite Seattle Mariners player. He pretty much is responsible for them winning the game. He drove in all 5 runs and a couple of home runs as well as the Mariners beat the Angels 5-3. Got a little scary in the 8th inning because some Angels scored a couple of runs, but then Munoz just shut it down. They're back at it again this afternoon, so hopefully the winning ways continue for our red-hot Seattle Mariners.
Also, from the world of Seattle sports, there is a major announcement set for today at Climate Pledge Arena, and it's all surrounding women's professional hockey.
No, I heard it was actually a women's professional pickleball team is going to be announced. Very excited about this.
Can't wait to get in on that action.
I'm fired up. It's the PWHL.
Yes!
Which is the Pro Women's Hockey League, which Vancouver just got a team.
So exciting. And you know what is going to be my favorite, though, is that when the naming happens and then everybody loses their minds about what the name of the team is going to be and then they get mad about the mascot, just like they did with the Kraken. It's going to be really fun.
It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be so fun. The comment section is going to be awesome.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be as insane as it was with the NHL, but I'm sure people will still complain. Hey, if they work black into their jersey scheme, I'll be buying one.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. This is very big news.
I'll definitely be going to some games when it happens. I would imagine it's going to be a little bit more affordable than going to Kraken games. So for families, this would be a good way to introduce your kids to hockey.
Totally.
All right, Rick, speaking of hockey, I don't know if the Kraken are going to try and get him as a coach, but Rick Tocchet just said, I'm done Dundee. I don't know if that's outdated slang, but he's done with the Vancouver Canucks. He's citing some family priorities, and also it was the end of his contract. So he's like, you know what, let's just kind of walk away from this whole situation. But I mean, he did lead the team to a division title. He won the 2024 Jack Adams Award, had a great record with the Canucks as well. So, I mean, if family is the reason, he's not going to probably find another team. But if he does find another team, they'll be lucky to have him.
Yeah, for sure.
And the Kraken would be lucky to have him.
Come on down.
Yeah.
Starbucks has opened up its very first 3D printed store. It is a drive-through only location. It's located in Brownsville, Texas. And this robotic arm built it by layering concrete. It's the weirdest thing ever.
So the robots built this as well?
Yes.
Will they have robot baristas?
Oh, I mean, that's already a thing.
Will they have robot awkward small talk?
I hope so.
Because, I mean, otherwise you're not a good Starbucks barista.
No, not at all.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard, like, what was it, like someone built a 3D car?
I mean, they can build, like, 3D dwellings. It's wild.
It is. Yeah, this is just way above my brain level. I still don't understand how that all works, but it's pretty impressive. Hey, as far as weather, we're finally in the 60s again. It's going to be a high of 63 and cloudy. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
This Saturday, we're going to be heading down to the land of Steve Miggs, Puyallup, Washington, and hanging out at the Red Dog located in Sunrise Village. I've never been to this place, Steve, but I'm fired up about it.
I've heard that it's thebomb.com.
Oh, no.
Sorry, going back to the slangs.
Wow. It's called Sunrise de Mayo, and it is probably going to be bomb.com because you can bring your dogs,
yes.
You can bring your kids, and we're going to be hanging out from noon until 2. So come on by. Get all the info on Sunrise de Mayo at KISW.com. Earlier in the week, we had former Washington Husky football great Terry Holloman on the show. We were talking about the NFL draft going down, yeah. And specifically all the chaos surrounding Shedeur Sanders.
Which I still, every day, I put on ESPN, put on SportsCenter. It's still one of the top topics.
Well, Terry said that he heard a rumor about why Shador dropped to the fifth round. And if you missed our chat with Terry, this is what happened.
This thing is just so fast. Someone I saw said something like, this would make for a great 30 for 30. And I totally agree, because there's just so many parts. I'm like, we've had egotistical football players going into the draft before. We've had players that have had maybe overbearing parents go into the draft before, with like the Manning family. Mm-hmm. It just blows my mind that this was the one instance where it was so bad that it almost felt like, and I know maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but it almost felt like the league's like, nobody can draft him until the fifth round. Like, we got to teach this kid a lot. It just seems so strange to me.
Yeah, conspiracy theory or not, you know, there's stranger things that have happened. You know, I've heard the conspiracy theories, and some of them maybe have some validity to it. I mean, but you have to take into consideration, again, who his father was. I do compare the two when you talk about, and this is dating us right now, Steve, Taryn, is going back to when the Manning brothers were coming out and going into the draft. Their dad, Archie Manning, was kind of, you know, he had his hands on where they were going to go, where they were going to play, and things in their NFL career. Fast forward to a Deion Sanders. He's told people from the very beginning he wanted to orchestrate his kid's career. And I think to a certain degree, that's okay, because this is someone who has been through the process. He's seen young men be taken advantage of in those boardrooms and, you know, and have their talents, you know, taken advantage of. So it's, I think on one hand, it's great to have a father that is active in their son's lives and their careers and want to make sure everything is taken care of. But I think a lot of these teams might have been afraid of getting a 2-for-1 deal, getting a Shador Sanders at quarterback and a Deion Sanders as a distraction.
Obviously, we've been hearing about maybe he sank his own ship a bit in the pre-draft. What were your thoughts on kind of how he was handling some of those interview situations?
Well, yeah, all I can do right now is speculate on that, because, you know, and that's all anybody really can do right now, unless you're getting the word from the general managers or the coaches who are in the offices interviewing those guys. But I did hear that he seemed a little bit brash, a little bit standoffish. Somebody had mentioned that he took a FaceTime call during the interview. Now, I didn't need to confirm or deny, but I don't care what job interview you're going for. I don't care if McDonald's is hiring. Do not pick up the FaceTime during the interview. That's just my lesson to all you kids out there listening right now.
A great life lesson from Terry Holloman. Don't take a FaceTime during an interview.
I mean, I am not really shocked if that was true. If it's not just a rumor, if that's real life, I am not shocked at all.
There's nothing more I want in life for that than for that to be true, because that is one of the most insane stories. Like, could you imagine being like the general manager or the scout, and you're talking with this guy who potentially might be, you're thinking, this could be our quarterback of the future, and he's like, hold on a second, Chuck is calling me. What's up, dude?
How rude.
That's insane.
I do love the rumor mill, though.
Yes.
Give me a piece of gossip that I can chew on for a minute.
Is there a rumor about you that's not true? That has lived with you for a while?
I mean, it doesn't live with me anymore, but when I was in high school, I was a freshman, and a kid in my class had an older brother that was a senior, and that senior thought my last name and first name together were very funny, so he started calling me Taryn Her Pants Off Daily. Which turned into like, oh, she must be easy. She must be promiscuous. And I, at the time, was a virgin. Thank you very much.
I like how you preface it by saying, at the time. Because let's not talk about college.
And she was tearing her pants off.
Oh, God.
Actually, she legally changed her name on her ID. I saw your ID the other day. I always thought that was a weird middle name.
I am positive our Rockaholics probably have some rumor stories that they could share with us.
Oh, 1,000%.
Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
Everyone's probably had a wild rumor at some point. We want to hear the insane ones. 206-803-ROCK. What's the craziest rumor anyone ever made up about you? We'll take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we would like to know, what is the craziest rumor that anyone ever started about you? And all of this is stemming from our chat that we had with former UW Husky football player Terry Holloman earlier this week. He heard a rumor about what was going down with Shador Sanders and why no one wanted to draft him.
I did hear that he seemed a little bit brash. Somebody had mentioned that he took a FaceTime call during the interview. Now, I didn't need to confirm or deny, but I don't care what job interview you're going for. I don't care if there's McDonald's is hiring. Do not pick up the FaceTime during the interview.
What's the craziest rumor?
Next time I'm interviewing for a McDonald's job, Danny, please FaceTime me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is the craziest rumor anyone has ever started about you? 206-803-ROCK.
Now, someone texted and said, it's funny that you mentioned a rumor about a cult, because earlier you said, hey, if you were in a cult or blah, blah, blah. And this person says, actually, a classmate swore that I was in a cult because I didn't go to prom.
That's weird.
I had a weird rumor that was kind of true, but not true about me. So there was a rumor going around in our high school that a few of us were into black magic.
Ooh.
Right. Like we were into like doing like spells and things along those lines. I wasn't. But that was the reason why I quit my old band. I don't know if you ever heard about my great old band called Elderly Destruction.
Was that a black metal band?
No, we were a metal band. And one of the guys, our guitarist, Paul, I don't know why, but he got really into like the occult and all that kind of stuff. And so I remember he was just like, hey, we're all going to get together later and we're going to sacrifice an animal. Do you want to do this with
us? Is this real?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So then I'm like, no, man. And I'm quitting the band because I was just like, what? He was, I think it was a chicken or a cat. I can't remember, but it was one of those animals. I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to be in this band anymore because it seemed like.
Oh, my gosh.
So fast forward the next day, I'm just like, hey, so I ran into one of the other guys that was in the band. I'm like, so what happened last night? And they're like, oh, yeah, we went out with Paul. He never did. Like, they called him on his bluff, and then he backed down a little bit. Like, he was still into that stuff, but he wasn't into that stuff that much.
He was too chicken to sacrifice the chicken.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. 206-803-ROCK. Michael from Conway, what was the rumor that was made up about you?
When I first moved out here, I'm from Arkansas, originally a small town of 60 people, and I'm middle of nowhere. I walk barefoot everywhere. I heard that my City of Tacoma co-workers at the time, someone had started a rumor that I was the barefoot bandit stealing planes.
Was that Colton Harris Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael, how do you feel about shoes in 2025?
Oh, I absolutely hate shoes. They suffocate my feet, but like I wear them because it makes everybody else more comfortable.
Okay, considering you walk barefoot so much, do you wash your feet when you take a shower?
I do scrub my feet very thoroughly.
Don't use that as an example. If I was walking around the streets of Seattle barefoot, I would absolutely wash the bottoms of my feet. My feet are they're not dirty. Oh, thanks, Michael.
Thanks,
for the
Michael.
Call.
Yeah. 206-803-ROCK. What is the craziest rumor anyone has ever made up about you?
I like this one. Someone at my old job told people that I was secretly married to the boss. I was 19. Here's the best part. We were hooking up, but not married.
I'm like, come on, get your story straight, guys.
It's kind of half true.
Check your references before you do that.
Yeah, how dare you people think that I married this old man? I'm just banging him. It's all good. Another text that just came in said, a rumor that I wish I was true. I worked in an environment, a dirty environment, so at the end of the shift, everybody would have to go to the locker room. We would change, and somehow it got around that I was very well endowed. Now people just talk about it at work, but it's not true.
Oh, my. I would love for that. I mean, I wish that was true for that person. So that's a great rumor.
Do you think like the female coworkers are like, hey, what's up?
Probably. It's a good problem to have. Good rumor to have.
A person texted and said, people thought I was a spy because I spoke three languages and never posted on social media.
Yeah.
This John guy seems a little weird. He's never on Twitter.
He's sus.
Yeah. Well, Danny, did you ever have a rumor about you?
Well, when I first started working here, our friend Sarah, who used to be on our show, there was a rumor about me and Sarah that Sarah was actually Lily's mom, but that she lived in New Mexico. It was one of our coworkers. She started talking and she came to Sarah and was like, hey, is Lily the one that Danny always posts? Because I know you guys are together. Like, is that your daughter? And she just lives in New Mexico.
Please tell me Sarah said, yes, it is.
Sarah was like, what? Her mind was blown. Like, she was like, how did you relate this? But because Lily was blonde, and I don't know how that rumor started.
Well, I mean, my first question would be, well, if the dad and the rumored mom are both in Seattle, why would our daughter be in New Mexico?
Living with grandma.
Oh, so you just sent her off to grandma?
I guess. I don't. That was like a few people asked her about that when we first started working here.
That is a very elaborate rumor.
Yeah.
We have some wild co-workers, though. I mean, there was an old co-worker. I don't know if I've ever told you. Danny knows the story. So way back in the day, Sarah's dad, BJ, used to have this joke on the air about me having an inappropriate relationship with my then German short-haired pointer, Lucy. To the point where we had t-shirts made because, like, there's a picture of me, like, cuddling with her. And it was blown up. It was so over the top. And I was at an event, and one of our coworkers pulled me aside and goes, "Hey, I have to ask, since it's just you and me right now," because it was, like, one of those, like, random gas station events nobody showed up to. And she's like, "Are you really having sex with your dog?" And I was like, "Excuse me?"
So Enum clogged you, Steve.
And it was such a casual question. Like, are you really doing that? I'm like, no. Oh, good. Because I really didn't want to talk to you for the longest time because I thought it was true. And I'm just like,
fun story.
What vibe were you giving off?
Fun story.
Well, I was wearing a dog leash.
Same coworker.
Yeah.
And asked about if Sarah was the mother of my child.
Oh, bless her heart.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Who out there would like to try to beat Steve this morning? Take him down. He's got 131 wins, 48 losses, and 34 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Beat Miggs coming up at 6:50.